course, we have the police and the ambulance and the fire truck, and we have Midwest Energy. They usually bring about 3 trucks with them, and they have so much fun with that. We have Hess coming out, and they're bringing their crane.
USD 49 Early Childhood Connections Go Truck Go is scheduled again for this year. Instructors Ariel Simpson and Michelle Daniels stop by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
September 14th, 5 to 7 p.m.
September 14th. Oh, mark your calendars, everybody. Let's start with, in case you're listening, for those that aren't familiar, what is Go Truck Go?
Well, Go Truck Go is an annual event that we hold at Early Childhood Connections. We are located down on 13th Street, 2501 East 13th, kind of across from Hayes High, where community vendors and businesses partake. They bring their trucks, they bring their booths, whatever they may have, but lots of trucks. Police cars, fire trucks, semis, sprayers, race cars. I mean, you name it, there's lots of fun trucks that come. And in the event, we invite the public to come, bring your children. They're allowed to play on the trucks, get in the trucks. Most of the businesses that bring their vehicles today and help them climb in, honk the horns, do all the fun things.
Yeah, and the people that bring those trucks, they have more fun than the kids sometimes.
I know when I went, I think it was last year, I took my little guy. He said he'd been 4 at the time. Ambulance. He was all about getting the ambulance, and the EMS person that was there was so cool with him. Just, yeah, let him in and out, showed him everything. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a noisy event. There's lots of horns and sirens and things going on, but it's fun. The kids love it. There will be pizza that Bruckner's has sponsored. So we want to thank them for that. There will also be snow cones that Cross Point Church provides. So we want to thank Cross Point for allowing us to use their parking lot and for all their help. The Next Tech train will be there. So that's always fun for the kids. So it's a good time.
And we also have other people that we'd like to thank as well for Go Truck Go. We have the Kansas Behavior Supports. They're providing water bottles for us. So we'll have water for all our families coming in when they enjoy the pizza. And then we also have WeCan. We want to thank you because they are actually filling our goodie bags. So they're taking the time to put all the information that we have and books that we have in there for our families. All families will get a bag when they get there.
That's so cool. Yeah, I love this event because, you know, it is truly just kind of a celebration. It's getting everybody together. And you know what always so surprising to me, and it surprises me every year, how popular this thing is. How many people actually come down with the families and the kiddos. It's an event.
Oh, yeah. We can have 500 to 700 people come through there. And the cool thing is that when we do a save the date and send out the information, we have people that they're just excited to do that. And then when we do another call later on, they're like, oh, we already have it on our calendar. We're ready for it. So it's great. It's a great time.
Yeah. Yes.
And not just for the event itself, but you guys also have some resources out there, at least according to the live reads that we were given through press and everything, and free vision and hearing screenings.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the nurse at Early Childhood Connections, and so I'll be doing the hearing and vision screening. So if any child would need a hearing or vision screening, or parents just want to have it done, mm-hmm. please bring them. We'll be happy to do that. And if anything is off or not right with those screenings, we'll definitely let the parents know.
Okay. Now, how accurate is that vision and hearing screening with all the flashing lights and honking horns and things like that?
It's pretty. I'll bring them inside.
Okay.
We'll kind of get away from the noise and the chaos. So, yeah, it is. Good question.
But, you know, to that point, that early catch is so important, right? I remember with my biggest son, he couldn't hear. He was having trouble speaking, so we took him into you guys and did the screening, and they're like, oh yeah, his ears are completely clogged. He can't hear well. And that was the problem.
Yes. And sometimes it is just an easy fix. Like they have a lot of wax in their ears, getting that wax removed and will make all the difference. But you know, sometimes it is more significant, and to catch it at an early age is so important because it can start to affect other things down the road if it's not caught. So, yeah.
And you know, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit more about all the great people that put this together, because it's such a, you know, it's such a cool event. And again, it is really so many, you know, you mentioned the sponsors, but also all those folks that come out and just make it happen.
Oh, yeah, because we have, of course, we have the police and the ambulance and the fire truck, and we have Midwest Energy. They usually bring about 3 trucks with them, and they have so much fun with that. We have Hess coming out, and they're bringing their crane. And the cool thing with that is they always bring, when they are able to join us, they have a flag at the very top, and they put it up, and you can really see it for a long time. And then race cars, we'll have 3 of them there, and we'll have semis there. So, and this year we're going to have wreckers there. We've never had the wreckers come in, so it'll be really cool. Yes. And then some of the resources that we will have is we have the KSU Water Conservation, and we have the Breastfeeding Coalition, Kansas Works, Girl Scouts, Mothers of Preschoolers, the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center, and KidLink, and Kansas Children's Service League. So we have a whole bunch of resources that are there, that are in our community, that some of our parents may not even know that they are there, and we can provide that support and guidance for them and their children.
Yeah, I love that. Get some resources while the kids are out there.
Oh, yeah.
If they're old enough to be off on their own,
yes.
Of course.
Yeah, and the Fort Hayes cheerleaders will be there as well.
With the tiger.
With the tiger. Yeah, I think they're doing tattoos, if yes. I remember right. Yes. So that's always a hit.
Yes.
Again, this is coming up next Thursday. What was the time again?
5 to 7.
5 to 7, right outside your guys' office there on 13th. What was the address?
2501 East 13th, and it's actually off of Harvest Road. So if they go to Harvest Road, it'll be all the way down that street.
You can't miss it. Look for the crane and the flag, yes. Right?